light tin, I guess, slats.
And the top part of the house, the covering on it.
The roof.
Okay. And the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
The gutter.
Okay. What about when you have a house and an L, that low place where the roofs join?
What about it?
Do you ever hear a name for that?
No, just like you call it.
And the little room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
The attic.
Okay. Did you ever hear of different kinds of kitchens? Like a kitchen built separate from the rest of the house? Or
like in the olden days, they didn't have the kitchen with the house.
How did they have it built?
They had it separate so the heat wouldn't interfere with the house and the smell. Wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. How would you get out from the house to the kitchen?
I guess through a door.
I mean, did they have a
passageway or anything? Uh-huh. I don't know. I've never seen one. I've just heard of, you know, about it.
Uh-huh. What about a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods in?
A pantry.
Okay. And say you had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw away. What would you call that?
Like antiques?
Or just they're worthless, like broken.
Junk.
Okay. And say a woman would say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, I have to
clean it.
Okay. And the thing that you sweep with?
My broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you say the broom was
behind the door.
And to get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house, you have a
stairs.
What about outside from the porch to the ground?
Steps.
Okay. What about these houses, you know, they're built up on pilings?
Mm-hmm.
So you're really going up to the second floor?
About the stairs?
Would you call it the stairs or
steps?
Steps.
Stairs. Either way. Steps mostly.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women would get up all the dirty clothes and do the
laundry.
Okay. Did they used to call it laundry, or did they have an old-fashioned?
Oh, think of laundry.
Do you ever hear do the wash?
Yeah, do the wash. That too. I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the thing that a long time ago, when they have to do the laundry out in the yard, this big black thing they have out in the yard for heating the water.
A big kettle.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close it.
Or another word you could use.
Shut it.
Okay. And you know, some houses have boards on the outside that lap over each other.
Weather boards.
Okay. And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a
hammer.
Okay. And you say, I took the hammer and I whacked the nail in.
I hit it in.
Or I got in my car and I what into town.
Drove into town.
Okay. And you might ask them, have you ever what a car? Have you ever
hit a car?
Or
drove a car?
Okay. And a little building where you could use for storing wood. A little building out in
like
back.
A shed.
Okay. What about for tools? Any special place?
A shed.
Okay. And before they had toilets inside, they used to have
outhouses.
Okay. Any other name?
Huh? What, baby?
So you must have heard that on Bud Fletcher.
On the record. What you used to call it?
Bud Fletcher calls it outhouse.
He calls it a little brown shack out back.
Any other name? For the outhouse?
The outhouse and the outside toilet.
Uh-huh. Any joking or vulgar names?
Not that I know of.
And